These days, we're all stressed. I hear you, sister. Stress can affect our minds.
I call this dish stress.
Stress can also affect our bodies.
So I'm partnering with Cigna to remind you that your emotional and physical health are more connected than you think. Go in for your annual checkup and be open with your doctor about anything you feel, physically and emotionally. Body and mind. Cigna. Together. All the way.
That's better.
This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. It is Thursday, January the 3rd. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You just heard it, that awesome Cigna commercial that I actually saw first air during the Seahawks game a few days ago. Really pretty amazing, awesome, obviously, that there's a big company, a major major healthcare company that is getting in on the talk about emotional well-being. So big shout out to Cigna on that for having it be a new campaign that they're running. Before we get into the bulk and meat of the show, meat and potatoes, whatever it is that you want to call it, I wanted to wish everybody a very, very happy new year. And then also, again, the best ways that you can support the show is to go over to iTunes if you're listening on an iDevice and just leave a review. Five stars if you like what it is that you hear, and then write a little blip. It helps the podcast get more exposure. And then also you can support us on Patreon. Patreon is a place for creators, and it allows you to put together some kind of an amount that you would like to put towards the show. For $8, it's really more or less a thank you, and I'm going to give the shout outs to the people that are contributors in that realm. There's also the $25 level, which gives you access to a bonus show or a couple of bonus shows each month. I just did one last week, or maybe a couple of weeks ago, where you can email me questions and I'll answer them Q&A style in a short form video. And then $75 will get you essentially a one-on-one call with me, a 45-minute call with me, where you can sort of ask me anything that you want about your situation. So I want to give a shout out to Helen, to Arnie, to Barb, and to Kim for all being patrons of the show. So you can go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Okay, so today, it's a shorter show again today. And the reason that I wanted to do that was because the holidays are always such an interesting time of the year. You just don't really even, some people are listening to podcasts, some people are not. Thankfully, actually, last month, even with the holidays, more people tuned into the show than there ever have been. So thank you so much to everybody that has tuned in and supported the show. And I see it getting written out there in the TMS Wiki and on Facebook pages and things like that. I think it's super cool. But next week I'm going to be back. I'm going to air a interview that I did a couple of months ago now at this point with Dr. Arlene Feinblatt and Dr. Eric Sherman. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming next week. So today in the podcast, I wanted to do kind of a hodgepodge of things. I got a question last night. I had somebody that was a listener of the show that was sending me some messages, and we were going back and forth. Essentially, the hang-up for this person, this female, is there's so many different ways out there. There's the Nicole Sachs way, there's the Dr. Sarno way, there's the Adam Heller way. So I think that a lot of people sort of look at all these different approaches and think that they're all completely different, when in the end, they're actually all saying the same thing. It's just in different ways. It's more so one of those things. However, I really want to just, you know, think back. Let's take a step back and let's think about the person who really brought this method to the forefront. That's the idea that repressed emotions can change your physiology and thus give you symptoms. And this idea that you have a beaker or you have a reservoir, think of it as like a cup. I'm holding a can of LaCroix, a cran raspberry LaCroix that's not very good, but it was the coldest thing that we had. So think about starting off your day with your can of LaCroix 85% full of the things that you've been repressing, little things that have made you angry over the last days, weeks, months, years, whatever. And as you continue to go throughout your day, there could be different things that are thrown into this LaCroix can. And once the can of LaCroix is overflowed, that's when you get symptoms. So the main thing that people are not doing is feeling your feelings. Like, that's the big deficiency. And so what I wanted to talk about is really just bring you back to these basic Sarno principles that if you've read any of the Sarno books, they're saying essentially three things like that you really need to be able to come back to. And that is, believing that you are fine right now, that you're there's nothing wrong with your body. That was a big thing of Sarno. He gives a lot of great stories. You can find a lot of great stories online as well. But where people would bring in their the thankyousarno.org website, by the way, go to that and check that out. Spend some time reading these stories. They're amazing, and they go on for pages and pages and pages of people giving these great accounts of themselves being fully pain-free by just utilizing Sarno's book. In some cases, some of them would journal, but many of them, it was sort of this reframing of thoughts and utilizing the book, feeling the emotions. And so there was a couple stories I was reading on there last night where it was, I brought in all my MRIs, multiple herniated discs, spinal stenosis, all these things that you can have verified on imaging. And Sarno literally very flippantly, you know, not necessarily toss them in the trash, but toss them aside. There's nothing wrong with you. And I think that the main point to bring on that is like, there's a really great book called Overdiagnosed. And a lot of it has to do with this fact that we have the best imaging, the best testing, the best capabilities that we've ever had in the history of the world. And yet our rates of actually curing things are the same that they were when we didn't have the ability to see all these things. And so essentially what that means is his whole theory of herniated discs and bulging discs and wear and tear and things like that really is truly the gray hair of the spine that he would say for a long time. So the first Sarno principle to remember is that you are fine. There is nothing pathologically wrong with you other than what may be appearing on a image. And for those of you that are getting gray hairs, and my wife recently pointed out some in my beard that have come up, gray hairs are obviously not a bad thing. They just happen. They just are. They just, it is what it is, which I said recently on the podcast. So again, believing and saying that you are fine is a big component of getting better. Talking to your brain. So last night, this is a good example. I was having some back tightening up, and last night being able to tell myself, not only, Eddie, are you fine, but also talking to my brain and saying, okay, like, what is going on? And that leads into the third thing, which is, what am I repressing to bring up? So what has happened that I'm not thinking about? And it's really just, it's mindfulness. That's the whole concept and idea. Not there to judge the situation. We're simply there to say, what is it? What am I feeling? What emotion am I feeling right now? Which is from the Adam Heller book. But that's really the principle. And there's been a lot of spinoffs on this idea. Nicole Sachs with Journal Speak, Adam Heller with his different program, Howard Schubiner with Unlearn Your Pain. Like, some of this may be journaling. Some of it is short-term psychodynamic therapy. Some of it is, there's a variety of different things you can do. But really the main thing is just it's calming down the fight or flight response. And if you think about going into the woods, and you know, I've used this example before, but going into the woods or going out into the Serengeti and you have a tiger that is near you or to be coming after you, as long as that tiger is a risk, like, you're freaked out, you're in fight or flight and you're elevated. And that would be TMS, being in that state for a chronic amount of time. But if you tell yourself that you're fine, and what is it that I'm scared of right now? What am I repressing? What do I fear? What negative thing am I feeling? Because that would be me being scared of the tigers. I'm feeling something negative, and that would be fear. So once I can say, okay, what am I feeling right now? And it's fear, it's anger, whatever it is. And then recognizing that I am in the moment and I felt it, it would go away if you do enough of this stuff. And it's like training any sort of a muscle. If you are in the weight room, this stuff typically is not going to happen immediately, but you have this continuous practice of doing these things, knowing that you're fine, talking to your brain and just thinking, like, what am I repressing, should be your ticket out of this kind of stuff. So quick reminder, you know, again, guys, it's like, if you're battling with this stuff or you have been in the past, keeping it as basic as possible sometimes can really, really help. And sometimes we might just be overcomplicating the process. And I tend to find in a lot of things, if you overcomplicate, you ultimately slow things down. So the next thing I want to touch on is some New Year's resolutions. So I put a question out there in one of the Facebook groups about resolutions where I said, a quick ask, put your 2019 plans and resolutions in the comments that does not have anything to do with your pain or illness. Go. And so I got 21 people's comments, which was cool. And I'll read those in a second. But I wanted to get to what mine are first. And so, okay, these are three, and they're pretty specific things. I started writing down a couple of things, and they were a little bit more a little bit more broad, and I want to get more specific. So the first one is to drop 15 pounds and feel more athletic. Basically, I have been just doing weightlifting or lifting of weights over the last year. And so my cardio conditioning, when I do try to go out and go running, I'm smoked. I can lift a lot more than I used to, but that aerobic and anaerobic speed and longevity is just not there. Like recently, I played pickup football with a bunch of buddies that I used to play with all the time, and I was just having a tough time keeping up and maintaining that level of fitness. I'm a lot bigger, I'm a lot stronger, but I think that dropping 15 pounds, I shouldn't lose that much strength, and ultimately I should have a big gain in what my engine is capable of doing. I also want to be able to compete in one weightlifting and one CrossFit competition. I did that in 2017. I competed in a weightlifting competition in January when I was still in the depths of pain, and then in December I competed in a CrossFit competition. But prior to that, I think the last CrossFit competition I did was in 2015. So they're pretty sporadic. I'd like to get back and do one. I think that'd be a lot of fun. A teams one would probably be even more fun with some other people. And then weightlifting competitions, I've done a ton of them. I've done a dozen or a couple dozen of them over the last 5 or so years, and those are definitely a lot of fun. So I'd like to do one of each this year. And then start one non-tech hobby. So like I do the podcast, and I play video games, and I watch different TV shows and things like that. But those are all tech related. I want to do something that is non-tech related. So that could be starting puzzles. I recently purchased a puzzle, but I actually need to do it. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle of Sydney Harbor. My wife and I went to Sydney back in 2012, and it was a bundle of fun, and I'd love to do something like that with her. I just think it'd be real stimulating. And I will tell you recently, too, that I don't know what it is. Maybe it is releasing negative emotions through lists or just in general being more mindful. But the love I've got for my wife right now can't really be touched. I just think the world of her. So doing a non-tech hobby with her would be even better. But puzzles could be to build something really cool. I actually remember a few years ago I built some blocks for my garage gym, not like kids blocks, but like weightlifting blocks. And that was really cool to actually be able to build something like that. And even just doing add-ons for my motorcycle has been really cool. But I was thinking like biking, getting into running a little bit. It rains a lot in Seattle, so that kind of makes that a little bit tougher. But I remember there was a time when I would just run 5Ks on the regular, and I would do them around 20 minutes, sometimes a couple minutes less than that. And I even ran a half marathon completely untrained. All I did was CrossFit, and then I did a half marathon. I finished in like an hour and 44 minutes or something, which is pretty amazing for somebody who does not train in running. So it'd be cool to do a 5K or a 10K at some point this year. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Or, you know, biking. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu I even had on my list. There's a Jiu-Jitsu academy that's really close to my house, like a 3-minute drive. Might be cool to give that a shot at one of these points in time. So resolutions from other people. So again, the question was, put your 2019 plans and resolutions in the comments. That does not have anything to do with pain or illness. So the first person said, 2016 changed me, 2017 broke me, 2018 opened my eyes, and 2019 I'm coming back. Someone else said, dance more. Someone said, run a destination half marathon. I think that's an awesome goal. I asked where at. They'd said the Rock and Roll Series, which if you're in the United States, the Rock and Roll Marathon and the Rock and Roll Half Marathon happens in different cities. Seattle's got one, but Nashville, San Diego, or Las Vegas are on her list, which is really cool. Become a bioenergy healer and help lots of people. Learn to love and take care of myself more. Have fun and listen to all of your podcasts. Of course, I loved hearing that. And spreading the word in Ireland. So this person must be in Ireland. So thank you very much. This person said, just reading this, and it reminds me of a dream I had a few hours ago. In the dream, I was talking to Rob Bell. I often don't listen to his podcast. He is the author of Love Wins. In the dream, he was talking about actually committing to loving your life to the fullest and the deepest level. Not a surface thing to impress others, but deeply. That meant I had to go make an actual painted sign. I can't remember now what it was, but yes, commitment to living deeply, not on the same stale rut. And I full agreeance with you. I think that's a great goal. Start a new career, move to a new home, start making own body care products for self. I think that's awesome. Zero credit use, increase income, and pay down my debt. I think that's great too. Success at my new job. Shout out to you. It's going to happen. An overseas trip. I think that's awesome. I've traveled all over the world, and there's absolutely nothing better than traveling. We've been to all the different sides of Australia. We've been to Guatemala. We've been to Belize. We've been across Mexico. We've been all over Europe. Of course, Canada. Florida, Hawaii, the different islands in Hawaii. So it's definitely Jamaica. It's definitely something worth going and doing if you have the means to do it. And just by watching for deals, like deal alerts, you can travel way more on the cheap than you would think. Like, for instance, a couple of years ago, my wife and my daughter and I went to Europe. We flew to London, direct Seattle to London. My wife just had a flight alert, like a flight what's the word I'm looking for? Like a sale alert that popped up, and it was Virgin Airlines was flying its first route from Seattle to London. And we had three people round trip Seattle to London, and I think it was like $1,200. So at $400 a pop, that's a damn good deal to fly into Europe. So keep your eyes open on stuff like that. Learn to dance. Crazy 90s boy band, MTV music video dancing without a fear of pain. That's awesome. Learn a new skill. Bring more joy into my life. Train more mind-body integrative coaches to lead the way back to natural health worldwide. Shift perception and transform our planet one mind at a time. More yoga. Happy New Year from Scotland. I'm going to make time for a meditation every morning started today, and it feels great. Listen to more music and dance. Get in shape and run a marathon. Everyone, this is awesome. I hope that everybody that's on this thread listens to the podcast. Didn't want to use your name because I did not get the prior authority to do so, but kudos to all you guys for being mindful and coming up with these things. okay, so I think like we're only at 15 and a half minutes, but nevertheless, designed to be a shorter episode. Again, I'm going to be back next week with an interview. I've got three interviews literally just sitting in the hopper. If you're listening to this and you have recovered from chronic pain or you've gotten value out of any of these authors, Sarno, Sachs, Ozanich, any of these people, shoot me a DM. You can email me, eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com. You can also find me on Facebook and all these different places. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to interview you. I love hearing people's stories. I've got three interviews sitting in the hopper. Two are from physicians or PhDs, MDs. And then one is from a recovery story. And then I've got a couple people that I'm talking to as well. And by the way, I would also, I sent her a message, but I would love to interview Georgie from Serpa in the UK. So if you're out there and you know her or you're listening, Georgie, I would love to interview you too. So thank you everybody for your time. Very happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.